prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, which means during the first half hour, I'll be on with my co-host, and that is none other than Dr. Jeff Galini, or Dr. J, or Supplement Santa, as many of you like to call him. And we're going to talk about the dark side, the dark chocolate side, in just a moment. Then, during the bottom of the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Brian Caskey, and we're going to talk about the increased cannabis use in America, and it's calling for more research. What we do know, what we don't know. Then at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Rasmus Kobsted. And we're going to talk about AMPK, the reason exercise is good for you. Also the reason that they say metformin is good for you. So we have a good show, lots of different stuff to talk about. And without further delay...
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, how you doing, man?
Good, Carl. How about you today?
Good, good. I love chocolate, but it doesn't like me.
You know, and that's why I thought this was a good topic for today, you know, and I call it the dark side because, you know, the last several years we've heard so many things about, oh, eat chocolate, you know, it's good for you, you know, health benefits, this and that. So I thought it was a good topic to discuss.
And we've talked about chocolate on the show, and I may have some interesting things to contribute here. But isn't chocolate only good and never bad for us?
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, I want to define chocolate because here in the USA, you know, when we say chocolate, we think of, you know, a Hershey's bar. I mean, a piece of chocolate candy. Yeah. And there's a big difference between what is actually pure chocolate or, you know, cocoa. You know, they take that and, you know, add sugar, fats, and all kind of artificial things to get what we call chocolate today. So what I'm talking about is the actual cocoa that is, you know, one of the components in making our chocolate candy, because that is where all the nutrition lies.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very interesting, you know, when we look at finding things in nature, you know, that are very healthy for us. I mean, good gosh, most people don't know, but, you know, cocoa is high in fiber.
Yes, that's when you really use real cacao nibs.
The real. We're talking about the real stuff, but it's about 11% fiber, so a great fiber source. But check out the minerals. This is one of the things that excited me because, you know, in this day and age, we are so depleted of our minerals, and most people don't take in any minerals from the outside. But this is of the RDA or the USRDA. We got 60% iron, 58% magnesium, 89% copper, 98% manganese, and then there's also a good portion of potassium, phosphorus, zinc, and selenium. I mean, that's a lot of minerals in one thing.
And, you know, this is why I buy raw organic cacao nibs. I say it, you know what, whenever I say that word, I always think of a blackbird sitting on a telephone pole going, cacao, cacao.
Yeah.
I like the cacao nibs, and you're right. They're loaded with fiber. You don't get that in dark chocolate. They take the fiber out.
Well, they do, you know, and again, they take this great bean and they strip it of everything where that's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've talked about it before, this day and age, we just don't get enough fiber. But man, so many studies are starting to be done on chocolate, and this was a really cool one that I read. This one will excite all of the bodybuilders out there. But this one came up in the Journal of International Society of Sports Nutrition, and they're claiming that in their study, Carl, that it boosts nitric oxide levels.
Yeah.
How about that? Think of some chocolate before you train.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I actually have seen some research on that because it has some vasodilatory effects. But here's the problem with chocolate, as you point out. the further away we get from raw cow nibs, the more processing, it starts to lose any of its benefits. Never mind the fact that the added sugar is no good for you. Even if they don't add the sugar, the processing in the heat destroys certain flavonoids that have been linked to reducing the buildup of atherosclerotic plaque. But it's only special chocolate that does that. You can't just go buy a chocolate bar, even if it says 98% chocolate. If it's not Dutched, D-U-T-C-H-E-D, Dutched chocolate, which means that it is not heated to make it, it loses all those flavonoids that are supposed to protect against heart disease.
And even when somebody says 98% chocolate bar, that's really deceiving, because what does that mean? When you look at it and there's, you know, 15 grams of sugar in there, I mean, even, you know, even like these bittersweet baking bars, that's not quite what we're talking about. But, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, the candy bar people pick this up and go, oh, eat a candy bar a day, it's good for you. But like you said, you got to remember, that's high calories, that's sugar, fat. You don't really get a whole lot. You might get a little bit, but not very much. You know, we're talking about the real stuff, the pure stuff.
Okay, so what should people be looking for when they think about dark chocolate?
Well, I think, you know, this is the benefits that I found that are really cool, because we're always looking for the latest, greatest, you know, thing out there. And you take something like, you know, this dark chocolate, and you look at all the things that it does. It is loaded with antioxidants. There's a measuring factor called ORAC, which is the oxygen radical absorbent capacity. And chocolate is just kind of loaded with those things. And, you know, antioxidants are things to help oxygenate your blood, helps to boost your immune system. I mean, there's so many things. So, again, you know, sometimes we take these antioxidants that really don't do a whole lot, and here you go. You know, you find it sitting in dark chocolate.
What about, there is some evidence that chocolate alters blood lipid ratios. Doesn't it preferentially raise HDL?
Yeah, I mean, they're finding that it does increase the HDL, which is our good cholesterol, and it's lowering the LDL, which is the bad part. You know, and part of that is by improving blood flow, as we said with the whole nitric oxide thing, lowering blood pressure, you know, getting things to move. You know, a lot of times when, you know, blood becomes stagnant, so to say, you aren't metabolizing things. So it's pretty cool, you know, again, what they're finding, you know, the you know, how that works on our system. But again, you know, don't go out and eat chocolate bars, you know, Hershey's bars, thinking it's going to lower your cholesterol.
You know, there's another scary thing about chocolate that isn't really discussed a lot. And it actually falls into the same category as coffee. If you are one of these people who has gut issues, right, you have GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, you're afraid that you have things like SIBO, or dysbiosis of the microbes in your gut. If you have any type of gut issues, including GERD, chocolate is not for you. Chocolate will actually relax the esophageal sphincter and cause your GERD, your acid reflux, to be worse. And that's why people who have mild GERD and also snore or have sleep apnea should never, ever, ever eat chocolate late in the evening, because it will set you up for a bad night of snoring, a bad night of sleep, a bad night of acid reflux. And right now there's people in this audience going, oh, damn. Like, they just made the connection. Wow, I had chocolate pie that night before bed, and I felt terrible. Chocolate is really bad if you have gut issues, as is coffee, because they both have irritants, but they also have agents in them, caffeine and theanine, which have been shown to relax the esophageal sphincter and cause acid reflux to be worse. And here's a tie around. Anything that raises nitric oxide has the ability to relax the esophageal sphincter. So you just said about how bodybuilders would benefit from it because it raises nitric oxide, right? You don't want to eat it at night. That's the bottom line.
No. And again, this is where the crossover, you know, people might be thinking, okay, wait a minute, they said that, you know, chocolate isn't the real cocoa. Well, there's enough in there that if you eat chocolate, you're going to get what you were talking about. So,
yeah
definitely the worst thing to have at night. And again, you know, different levels of theobromine, which is a caffeine constituent, you know, which is a central nervous stimulant. You know, it doesn't do exactly the same thing, work the same way that pure caffeine does, but again, it does keep you up. So you want to definitely stay away from that.
And that's what I meant, theobromine, not theanine. Yeah, you're right. It's the theobromine that causes the problem with GERD. Do you eat chocolate?
You know, I don't eat chocolate. I have been experimenting with some cocoa. You know, I like to put it in my protein drink. We have been experimenting here at EFX Sports, you know, with flavoring our chocolates and stuff
with
some of that. So I do get it from my protein source. When you see cocoa, it is the dark chocolate. But I haven't been using it, you know, on a real regular basis. I think I'm going to start a little bit more. I've never been like a chocolate person, so I don't like, you know, candies and things like that. So that kind of kept me away from the whole chocolate thing. I'm a vanilla guy.
Really? You know, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
From a grocery store standpoint, vanilla ice cream is the most popular ice cream sold in any grocery store. And I would have never believed that. I would have always thought it was chocolate, but it's not. More people like vanilla than chocolate.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I don't know, you know, for me, even like I like frozen yogurt, I will not eat chocolate. It just doesn't appeal to me. You know, everything vanilla, or I like fruits, anything fruit flavored. But chocolate will be my last resort. Now, I don't mind it in a protein drink, but, you know, again, I don't mind it. I can.
It's not your first choice. Not your first choice.
No, it's not. But I guess, you know, we're kind of all different on, maybe I don't need it, I don't know.
No, but I think you're probably more like the norm. If vanilla is the most popular flavor sold, if any product that comes in vanilla or chocolate.
Yeah.
Except
what about you? What?
I don't have a favorite. I got to be honest with you. I love strawberry.
Yeah.
Like a natural strawberry flavor, anything. I really, really like that. But I think I like vanilla better than chocolate, to be honest with you. I like if I'm going to have a dessert and I'm going to have a la mode, like I'm going to have a cannoli with ice cream, it's always vanilla ice cream that I want with it.
Yeah. Do you eat chocolate bars or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. But I eat them because of the things we're talking about. I think, like, you know, I'll eat. So Elisa buys this endangered species chocolate bar. It's organic. We buy it at Whole Foods, I believe, and it is 82. It's minimum of 82% cacao. It is 5 grams of sugar in the entire bar, and it's a big bar. And I generally eat 3 little squares. They're like 3/4 of an inch square. I usually eat 3 of those in the afternoon to get a little chocolate, because I'm just trying to hedge my bet. You know, I'm 59 years old, and if chocolate will actually do some, because we're gonna take a break, but when we come back, we're gonna talk about some other really good things that chocolate does, and one of them is actually it's good for your skin, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. We're talking about the dark side of chocolate, but I think when we come back, we're gonna talk about the bright side of it, and there are some things that it's beneficial for. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/C C-A-R-B-G-U-I-D-E.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs. At Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
So, right after today's show at 3 o'clock, you can tune in live using our stream, if you're listening live right now, to the EFX on ESPN show. Every week, Dr. J and Brian Andrews, who is the director, he's the director of marketing for EFX, right, Brian?
For the whole All-American Pharmaceutical.
Okay. So they do a show, they've been doing a show now for well over a year in Billings, Montana, and it's all about sports nutrition, athleticism, and so on. It's on the ESPN channel. It's now on the Superhuman Radio Network. It will air every Wednesday right after Supium Radio and a replay on Saturdays at noon. This week's show that's going to air right after today's Supium Radio has Eddie Robinson on, a former IFBB pro. And Eddie was one of my first guests in 2005.
Really?
Yes.
That guy's got such a story, man. I mean, IFBB pro, arm wrestling champion. He had the world bench press record. Crazy.
Handsome guy, too. Super handsome.
Yeah, good guy. Had over 85 covers, the most covers ever with muscle and fitness and all those things.
Yeah. Let's talk about skin. You know, first of all, Elisa just messaged me and said women prefer chocolate over vanilla. And she messaged me two links that show that chocolate increases oxytocin production, makes women feel good, and obviously the flavonoids that we're going to talk about now. So that might be why women like chocolate better, because it makes them feel happy.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, getting to the skin. I mean, you know, it's we're always talking, you know, about the skin and sun, but the flavonoids, the flavanols that are in the chocolate can protect against the sun damage, you know, by improving blood flow to the skin and increasing the skin density and hydration. So interesting.
Anything that improves carotenoids especially. So some of these flavonoids actually act as antioxidant carotenoids, and carotenoids make their way into the skin. We've talked about carotenoids like astaxanthin and catasanthin before going to the beach. If you load up on these things, you're less likely to get burned. You're less likely to get skin cancer.
Yeah. And I don't know what type of flavonoids are in there, but it has to be something within those categories in order to have some benefit.
What about, there was something else that you mentioned, and I want to go back to your notes for a second, that you talked about. Cognitive function, brain function, in the elderly or in everyone?
You know, it seemed to be in everyone. They used healthy volunteers, and they did a 5 days consuming cacao-flavored, cacao, and they were just seeing that it, again, it's all about blood flow. It increased the blood flow to the brain, which gave them more cognitive. They also did one with elderly people who had some mental impairment, and again, it significantly seemed to help them out, you know, with memory and focus and things.
So these are all the good things about chocolate. Obviously, one of the things that you like to always say is to remember that this is also calories. If you're on a diet, you have to figure this in to your caloric intake, right?
Well, you do, because even I'm going to go check out the bars that you're using. But again, you know, it doesn't taste good. If you just get, you know, pure cocoa, it's similar to trying just pure, baker's cocoa. I mean, even though they're two different things, they aren't sweet. They don't really have any taste. It doesn't taste like chocolate. So, you know, you got to do something to them to get palatable. So, again, you definitely want to watch the calorie content. But if you do like you do, Carl, where you just have, you know, one or two or three squares a day, you know, maybe the bar is 350 calories. So that little bit, you know, would be very beneficial. But do it in the morning. Do it early on.
Yeah.
And one other thing, too, that I saw was that they're saying that this dark chocolate may lower the risk of cardiovascular diseases.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, that's a big thing. Now, folks, don't go eat dark chocolate and thinking, you know, you can have a crappy diet and a terrible lifestyle. These are all in additions to everything else we talk about.
Right. So, you know, I have a great recipe for chocolate. It's in my blog. It's probably 5 years at least old. And it's you got to use organic, pure cocoa powder. You also should look. Elisa just found out on, I think it's EWG, they listed cocoa powders that are high in cadmium, I believe, and other heavy metals. Trader Joe's cocoa powder was not a good choice, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. And so do the research, find a high-quality, oily cocoa. Cocoa powder should not be beige. It should be brown. It should be dark. It should have oils in it. Get that cocoa powder, and it's 50% cocoa powder, 50% virgin coconut oil. You melt the coconut oil first. You mix the cocoa powder into it. You could throw some fruit in if you want. Put it in a sheet pan. Put it in your freezer for about an hour and a half, and then break it up and put it in a jar. And if your home is cool, because it's wintertime, it'll stay hard. In the summertime, you'll have to keep it in the fridge because coconut oil tends to liquefy and fairly easily in room temperatures. That's the best chocolate to have. I actually called it breakfast chocolate. I told people have it in the morning because it's got MCT oil because of the coconut oil and the cocoa powder. It's better than a cup of coffee.
Wow. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link to the blog. You got to see the chocolate I made. This is probably six years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know what tonight is, right, Carl?
No, what is tonight?
Supplement Santa is back. He took January off with all the giveaways. So tonight, if you're listening live, you want to go to Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. And log on to the live broadcast. Lots of free supplements, cash, and just a fun time. Good for the family.
You're going to have a hard time outdoing Supplement Santa from last year. I mean, you guys gave a bunch of money away. You gave a bunch of supplements away. I mean, it was just crazy.
You know what? I have all the stuff to take home, and my shipping people are like, is this all? Because, you know, there was so much in December. So, again, it starts over. You know, we're going to build up. But I've got some special things. 1 month, because a lot of people have asked, the winner's going to get an opportunity to come out here to Billings and train with Dr. Jeff and get my principles firsthand. So that's going to be 1 month winner. So we're going to kind of change it up. But tonight, we still got some good stuff and some money. So somebody's going to be happy.
And tonight, the winner will get a round trip ticket to Billings, Montana, and a shovel. And you can shovel the walkway in front of All American Pharmaceuticals for the next week, and that's going to be super cardio for you. It's going to be very, very cardiovascular.
I got to do it cardio last night, you know, at the gym, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to go home and do it again because it's snowing. So
I can't believe it's snowing there already. I mean, well, it's been snowing there for a while. I mean, it's just amazing.
I just said, you know, if that punk's a Tony, whatever his name is, Phil, if he is right, then we only got like 5 weeks left to winter. I hope he is right.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. Well, Dr. J, great information on chocolate. Thank you very much. And, of course, go to Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page and be there tonight for the live Supplement Santa broadcast, and you could be a winner. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about cannabis. That's right, the weed, the evil weed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym, you will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So I erroneously said that EWG was the one that just published the information about some of the contaminated cocoa powders out there having high levels of cadmium and stuff like that. It's actually, Elisa just messaged me and said it's Consumer Labs is where the information came from. So, medical marijuana and now recreational marijuana in many states is legal. And we have a bumper crop of older individuals who are using cannabis now, probably not for the first time. They probably used it in the 60s and 70s, but now they're using it again. And this does add some questions that need to be answered. My next guest is actually Dr. Brian Caskey, and he is with the University of Iowa College of Public Health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Caskey.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, obviously, with medical marijuana and now some states with recreational marijuana, we see a lot of people who probably haven't smoked pot in literally decades, but now they're also older. Their bodies react differently, engaging in it. So, what were the questions you were trying to answer specifically with your research?
Well, our first question was, who is actually using cannabis nowadays? To your point, there was sort of a prevailing sentiment out there that it was, if you will, aging baby boomers who had experimented with marijuana when they were younger and are now returning to using marijuana now that they've raised their families and have moved out of the workplace into retirement.
Right.
But that's just one part of the story we found out. We found a large and significant number of older persons who are taking cannabis are doing so primarily for medical reasons.
Right.
And they also are taking cannabis for the first time, if not returning to using cannabis after only trying it a few times when they're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were able to determine is that it's not just people who were actively using back in the 60s and 70s, but there's a new group of people who are using as well. The second thing we found is that the use, you know, what we describe as using marijuana, to me anyway, always admit somebody who's smoking it, whether it be through some sort of a joint or a bowl type mechanism. But in our work, we found actually the way people are taking cannabis is quite varied.
Right.
There's all these things out there, creams and vaporizers and edibles.
Yeah, and the edibles, like the concentrated oils, the waxes, the droppers, if you will, these tend to be a lot more popular because most of us still get the message that inhaling smoke is not the wisest thing. And so once the cannabis is, the THC is decarboxylated by heating it, then they can put it, they can infuse it into anything. I mean, when we were kids, it was brownies, right? You baked the brownies and it activated the pot. But now they're getting so sophisticated with the delivery mechanisms and the amount of THC that they're delivering is startling to me. I mean, when we were kids, I'm 59, they estimated that, you know, a nickel bag of pot, as we used to call it, maybe had 7-8% THC. They've got flower tops today that are 30% THC, and then they have resins and stuff that are like 60% THC. That's mind-boggling to me. That would knock you down.
And that's another question that came up is not only were we interested in describing the use, but sort of the outcomes, meaning if people did take cannabis and had a negative experience simply because the potency was not what they were expecting.
Yeah.
It was much more stronger, if you will. And, you know, to that point, it underscores sort of our interest with the role of the dispensaries. In some states where we conducted our research, it was quite impressive the level of engagement the medical dispensary people had with the older adult clients. Because, like I said, some of these older adults have never used pot before, and they have pretty negative attitudes towards it, whether they had an experience in their own family or with a friend. A lot of them were, you might say, cautious about just rolling up joints and smoking them.
Right.
So the staff at the medical dispensaries are hugely important in not only showing them different ways to use it, but also working with them to figure out sort of the right dosage amount.
You know, I have a friend that I grew up with, one of my childhood friends, lives in Las Vegas and owns a dispensary. And I was out there with my co-host, Elisa Profumo, in December for the anti-aging conference, the World Conference, A4M.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called him up. I said, you know, I'd love to see your dispensary. He's got a very, very high-profile dispensary at the end of the strip. And I was actually taken aback because I expected it to be like the head shops of yesteryear. And if anything, it was more like a pharmacy. I mean, the people were so knowledgeable, the strains and what they do, the levels of THC and the different application. It was actually, to me, it was like, wow, this is not what I expected to be a head shop. Yeah, here's some bamboo rolling paper and here's a bag of weed. Go home. It's anything but that.
Oh, yeah, and that's, I think, which is a key message that we've discovered to translate is that this isn't just like walking into a liquor store or walking into a head shop and you have some underinformed, you know, they call them bud tenders in some states.
Right.
Just trying to give you slick names and cute phrases to get you to buy a certain line of product. But they actually have people who have background in this work. They're healers, they're wellness specialists, they're nurses. They're all involved with health promotion. And that was a surprising, if you will, angle we discovered in this, is how much they really want this to work for older adults.
What was most surprising within the research that you did?
I think I walked into this sort of agnostic about it all. I can't say I really had an opinion one way or another.
So you didn't smoke as a kid or anything like that, right?
Well, I have experimented.
I do have a background,
but for my own purposes and more importantly for the science, we had to take, you know, sort of agnostic approach here and just say, well, what's going on? And to set up our study, we wanted to recruit a wide range of older adults. Typically, in studies like this, you get what we call woodwork effect, where there are a lot of people who have already favorably disposed to marijuana, people who are already using marijuana, and people who just want to tell your story. Now, if those are the only people we had show up in our study groups, then we'd get pretty biased results, and that wouldn't be doing a good job as far as presenting good representative information. So we made a real big effort to get people who never used before, people who still don't use, and get their opinions on the subject as well. And there was one particular person who really, for me, kind of epitomized the story that we're trying to get at. And it goes like this. This person was a World War II veteran. When he was serving back then, he saw what drugs did to people in his unit. So he sort of acquired, a negative attitude towards marijuana use when he was younger. And he saw the detrimental effects it had. As he progressed through his adult years and his work life, he saw it in his workplace, and he maintained sort of a negative disposition towards marijuana in general and medical cannabis. He really had no idea what it was. Well, fast forward to present age, he's been diagnosed with a condition called multiple sclerosis. It made him basically not be able to hold things anymore. He was having trouble with his speech. He tried the traditional medicines. He worked with his physician on different treatments. And none of them were working as effectively as he had hoped. So he wound up going to one of the medical dispensaries in his state to try it. Because really, he said, I'm at the end of my life. I really have no reason not to try it.
Right.
I've had this lifelong negative attitude towards it, but now I realize I've tried the known routes. They're not working for me. I'm going to try this. And he was sitting there and telling me this. And he said, I can only do this today because of the cannabis product that I'm on allows me to speak again. And then he picked up a cup of coffee. And that was just, you know, revealing to me. And he said, I just don't know why we're not looking into this more.
Well, in fact, we've talked about on the show many months ago, and I don't have the statistics, so I can't quote them. But the in the states where medical marijuana is available, the new prescriptions for opioids has plummeted. And I'm stretching, and you can correct me. But it's something ridiculous, like 60% by 60 new opioid prescriptions have dropped by close to 60% in states where they have medical marijuana. I'm thinking to myself, that's got to be a good thing.
It certainly could be.
Did we lose you? It sounds like we lost you, and I'm going to call you right back. But anyway, we have to take a break, so this works out good. We'll pick it up on the other side. With the good doctor's rebuttal, our response on opioids being replaced by cannabis. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We do have Dr. Brian Caskey back on the phone. We did lose him. We were going into the break, and he was going to respond to my assertion that there's some sort of special meaning in the fact that opioid prescriptions have dropped in states where there is legalized medical marijuana. I would imagine that you feel that that is really a beacon that we do need more research.
Oh, I would agree. I think what you are observing is what's called a substitution effect. And in our work, what we found is older adults were substituting cannabis for opioids. And the reason they reported for doing so was opioids did three things. One, they're narcotics, and they had a much more potent narcoleptic effect on people who took them. Cannabis just isn't that strong. Second, there are side effects associated with opioids that you don't experience with cannabis. And older adults just choose not to, you know, keep enduring hallucinations or the sort of addictive features that opioids can create with people.
Well, and we all none of us can avoid the fact that they cause constipation, because we see those commercials constantly now. If you're on an opioid and you're constipated, you need to take this drug here.
That's exactly, and that's the second thing. And then the third thing is they're addictive. Again, they are narcotic-based drug, and they have a stronger addictive property than cannabis does. And I think the point we really wanted to emphasize with the aging population is that older adults, older women in particular, actually have the highest rate of prescription opioids in the country. If you just go through any nursing facility or assisted living facility, you're going to find a significant number of those residents are receiving opioids, and in a lot of cases, those opioids may be misprescribed. So for us, that was a key opportunity to say, well, why can't we think about switching out those people from opioids into cannabis? especially since so many people were reporting positive outcomes when they did it.
The one thing that I would think that we have to be careful of, especially in an insulin-resistant population, a lot of people complain about paranoia and anxiety when they smoke weed. And I've done some research into this years ago, and it looks like it's closely related to a dopaminergic response that elicits hypoglycemia for some reason. And I don't know if it's because the adrenals kick in or, but, and we have a, when you have an, you know, when you have a young, robust, metabolically flexible individual who does things like this, it doesn't always end up in cardiac arrest or passing out and breaking a hip. But marijuana can elicit some metabolic, usually short term upon the first dose, but it can elicit some metabolic changes that older adults may not be prepared to handle. Have you discussed this in any of your literature?
That's a good point. And one of the reasons we did this research was to map out the outcomes that were more relevant to the aging population. So you mentioned two things there. Falls are more common among older adults, and sort of high anxiety reactions to the medication. And those were being reported by the people in our studies. And these are outcomes, falls in particular, that are unique to the aging population.
Right.
You typically look at studies that look at outcomes of cannabis use. They look at school performance or driving impairment, things like that. And we found that older adults just did not see those outcomes as being relevant. You know, an 80-year-old woman just isn't really that concerned with her school performance anymore. And she really isn't on the road driving anyway as much. But she does, some of the people in our groups did report that when they initially started trying this, they did have high anxiety reactions or they did have increased heart rates. And the result in some of those cases was they worked with their cannabis dispensary to find the right dose, which gets circles back to where I started about how important, at least for some older adults, it is to engage with these cannabis dispensary staff.
A lot of times a meal before engaging can correct this. Another thing that can correct this, believe it or not, is to get your insulin resistance under control. If you're a pre-diabetic, you know, your blood sugar is starting to get up there, this could be a motivator to kind of use some strategies to bring blood sugar and insulin resistance down into the right levels, because it doesn't happen to people who tend to respond poorly to any hypoglycemic episode, whether it's elicited by using marijuana or, you know, sleeping in the middle of the night and waking up with a panic attack, which is usually a hypoglycemic episode. Well, with that being said, what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this paper here?
Well, I think one is that we have something bigger than what we originally thought of. With the aging population expected to double in the next 2 decades, and with the cannabis economy expected to grow fivefold, we're looking at a growing and getting increasingly more complex public health issue. And initially, the research being done at the federal level looks at two things. They're supporting sort of the biomechanisms, or if you will, the pharmacological mechanisms of how cannabis works. And so they can take it into a direction where it becomes standard in a sense, where you can have pills where the frequency and dosage are pretty standard. And that reduces, if you will, any sort of liability for physicians because it'll be an FDA-approved product. I think that's one direction we need to consider. The other direction is just how much older adults might benefit from this. So with more and more adults experiencing chronic pain, more and more adults approaching the end of their life with undertreatment of pain, cannabis may step in and fill an important space there for them.
You know, Marinol is the pill form of THC that they used to prescribe for people who had glaucoma back in the 70s. And I know Marinol is still out there. I think they give it to people who have suffered from cachexia and cancer, that where the chemotherapy is causing them to lose their appetite, they'll give them Marinol. So that's out there for people to use. But I have a funny feeling that just like people like to brew their own coffee and they have these rituals, that marijuana, cannabis falls into that as well. You know, it's almost like going into one of these dispensaries is like going to a liquor store and trying to pair a good wine with your meal tonight. It's like, oh, do I want this aspect, that flavor, this after effect? And I don't think Marinol will catch on, because I think the older adults will enjoy the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? The gestalt of the experience, if you will. You know what I mean?
That may well be true. I think on two levels, the contrast with Marinol, you need to recognize that cannabis, as it's being dispensed right now, actually is much more complicated than what they were able to isolate and put into Marinol.
Uh-huh.
And I think that cannabis offers more potent effects. So people not just choosing to opt for Marinol because, you know, of the suggestion of sort of the community or the social exchange people might have or the ritualistic behavior they might engage in. But in the end, it works better. At least as they're reporting in our studies. And so that's one driver for it, for sure. I mean, I think you also bring up another interesting issue is the question of whether or not we need to really regulate this as a drug anyway. If you talk to some botanists that are out there, cannabis is just a plant. It's not a narcotic per se in the same class as an opium, but it's more like a tomato plant.
Right.
And so a bigger question out there is, you know, if our federal government gets involved with regulating cannabis to the extent that if it continues to regulate it to the extent that it treats it as a narcotic, you know, how do they oversee people want to grow tomatoes in their backyards?
Or coffee.
So there is a push out there.
I see coffee as being analogous to, you know, coffee has caffeine, different brews, more caffeine. You can definitely drink way too much coffee and give yourself tachycardia. So does the government now go, well, we have to regulate coffee too?
I think that's that's to me the big 800 pound gorilla question. It's the question of, do we let people just grow and experiment with what the right brand or strain is for them? And in those states that allow for that, you see bigger uptake, and you also see bigger effects as far as what you were talking about earlier, as far as substituting cannabis for opioids and other addictive
But see,
drugs.
That's the problem. We're running out of time here, but that's where the economics of cannabis come in. And so you have entire industries that are shivering in their boots right now, that their pharmaceutical prescriptions are going to take a hit because people are getting, and so when those industries are worried about protecting their fiefdoms, they go, okay, we can live with cannabis, but we have to find a way to make money in it too then. If we're going to lose money with OxyContin prescriptions, then we need to start making money with cannabis prescriptions or sale of cannabis, or take a position where we can now get that money that we're losing here. The same thing is happening with Kratom right now. You know, Kratom is perhaps even a better choice because the analgesic effects far outweigh any type of psychotropic. In fact, it's not even psychotropic. It's more like coffee. It actually stimulates you a little bit. But, I mean, we're seeing that now, the overreaching by the FDA wanting to ban Kratom because companies that make pharmaceutical opioids are going, oh, great. Now, first we had marijuana. Now we're going to have Kratom. No one's going to want opioids pretty soon.
Yeah, it's that's one angle that has been put out there, that there's certainly, if you will, a business or a financial interest for the industry, pharmaceutical industry, to, how shall we say, co-opt the expansion of cannabis and put it under their auspices. And there's good arguments for why we might want to do that. But as you say, there on the other side, there we don't do this for coffee or tomatoes.
Right.
And so there are compelling arguments that just say let people do what they want under a spirit of individual self-determination and people having the right to determine their own course of care. You would think you would want to facilitate
that. I agree with you. I think that they do want to facilitate that, and they do want those rights, and now we have to watch and see. Listen, this has been a great discussion. I want to thank you so much for making time to come on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about AMPK. The reason that exercise is good for you may come down to this one single enzyme. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So many of us go to the gym, and the reason we go to the gym is because we know that exercise is good for us. And even some people take drugs like bigonines, like metformin, because they believe that they are as beneficial as exercise. But what is it? What is it specifically that is good for us when we exercise? My next guest is going to answer that question for us, and he is Dr. Rasmus, and the last name is pronounced Kjubsted. And how are you, Dr. Kjubsted? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, it's perfect.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. So let's talk about this this study. What questions were you trying to answer with this research?
Well, we were trying to answer whether AMP kinase was the enzyme that was responsible for, you know, increasing muscle insulin sensitivity after a single bout of acute exercise. So this increase in muscle insulin sensitivity, you know, research we have been known that for more than 30 years. So now we actually looking for the enzyme that are actually doing this in skeletal muscle. So based on many years of research, we had some kind of idea that it was AMP kinase that was responsible. And we wanted to answer the question, and we found that indeed it was AMPK that was responsible.
So how was your study designed? How did you discover that it was AMP kinase or AMPK that was actually responsible for the insulin sensitivity changes and other benefits of exercise?
Well, our research, take advantage of prior research not actually done by us, but actually some guys in the United States, and they kind of show that they did some experiments that led us to or led the AMPK community to know that this AMPK protein was probably the protein that was regulating muscle insulin sensitivity. So what we did was that we took advantage of some mice that lack AMPK in skeleton muscle and tried to prove or disprove this hypothesis that AMPK is responsible for increasing insulin sensitivity after acute exercise.
Does it do anything else? Does it do anything else besides improve insulin sensitivity?
Well, we believe that AMP kinase does a lot of things in skeletal muscle, and we know that AMPK, AMP kinase, it's a kinase that has a lot of downstream substrates, and these downstream substrates are involved in several things in skeletal muscle. It's glucose uptake into muscle. It's probably also fatty acid oxidization. Mm-hmm. It's autophagy in muscle. So when the cell breaks down the proteins within the muscle, it's probably also involved in that. So
and we just did a show last month that showed that disrupted autophagy actually impairs the protein synthetic response and muscle adaptation to exercise. So if AMPK also stimulates autophagy, it's not only a push, but a pull, so to speak, in improving muscle adaptation.
Mm. Well, it definitely, it's a kinase that plays on a lot of nodes in muscle, and it's involved in many things, and we look at it as a kind of energy sensor within the cell, not only the muscle cell, but actually MBK is expressed in almost every cell in the body, so it kind of monitors the energy status in the cell, and if that's kind of out of balance, it acts to restore the energy in the cell, either by promoting protein breakdown to generate amino acids for oxidization, or to promote fat oxidization in muscle, or to take up or promote uptake of glucose into muscle. So it plays on a lot of strings within many cells.
How long does AMPK stay elevated after the bout of exercise?
That's depending on a lot of things. Primarily, how long you do exercise, or how the intensity of the exercise. But typically, it returns to you can say normal levels or basal resting levels within 3 to 7 hours after exercise.
So, is the effect or the upregulation of AMPK specifically local to the muscles that are doing the work? Or so if I go into the gym and I train legs and I do heavy leg presses, lots and lots of work, does AMPK only affect insulin sensitivity in my muscles that I did the work in, or does it help my whole body systemically?
Yes, that has been proven many years ago that at least for insulin or muscle insulin sensitivity, it only affects the muscles that have been working. So if you work your legs, you don't improve insulin sensitivity in your muscles, arm muscles. So that's a local this effect we're studying. That's a local effect in the muscle, in the working muscle. However, there's a lot of research out there that suggests that AMPK may be involved in releasing myokines, so hormones produced by the muscle to the bloodstream that then affects other organs in the body. So you can say, yeah, it increases, AMPK increases insulin sensitivity in the working muscle, but AMPK, if you activate that, it might also release some myokines, some hormones, that also affect other organs in your body.
Not in
terms of insulin sensitivity, but other beneficial effects of exercise.
Okay. Does AMPK have any kind of relationship with mTOR? Either does it blunt it? Does it antagonize it? Does it have any relationship, any effect on mTOR? Well,
It does indeed. It probably, as I recall, blunt the activity of mTOR. We know that AMPK acts on protein that associates with mTOR, the mTOR complex, you can say. So, and mTOR is promotes, at least in muscle, promotes
synthesis
and as synthesis is a energy demanding process, then if energy consumption is too high because of increased mTOR activity, then you will have an inhibition by AMPK in order to restore energy stores in the cell in broad term.
Okay, so and the way I understand the building of muscle tissue is that it's a combination of stimuli, which is the exercise, and an upregulation of mTOR, which can come from diet as well as exercise, high leucine proteins. And this is what stimulates the protein synthetic response responsible for protein synthesis and muscle adaptation. How does that happen in the face of the presence of AMPK if AMPK is actually blunting mTOR?
Well, it's probably a bit more complicated than just that. So you can say that you are right that AMPK during energy crisis is blunting mTOR acutely, but you know on a longer perspective, then you might not have this blunting. So mTOR is also stimulated by insulin and it's a growth factor, and we know that if you stimulate muscle with insulin, you don't activate the AMP kinase, and also some studies actually suggest that you inhibit AMP kinase activity. But so when you have the growth hormone or the potentiating stimuli for muscle growth, then you don't activate AMP kinase.
Okay, I want to take a break. I want to stay with this topic when we come back, because I have a question. The next question I want to ask you when we come back is how does the muscle establish energy deficit where it's going to either turn on AMPK or turn it off? Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-291-5140. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-291-5140. That's 1-800-291-5140.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. AMPK, the enzyme that makes physical activity healthy. We're talking with Dr. Rasmus Kjobsted. So, since AMPK seems to have some sort of interplay with energy conservation, energy utilization in the muscle, how does it know what triggers the lack of energy? Is this strictly dietary related, or is there some mechanism in the muscle that says, "Oh, we need to turn AMPK on to conserve a little energy"?
Well, in muscle at least, we of course have glycogen, which we use during exercise, and some suggestions or some studies suggest that AMPK may sense the level of glycogen within the cell. So when we do exercise and glycogen goes low, then we activate AMP kinase. This is probably not the primary reason for activating AMP kinase in muscle. Another way, and the way it's probably activated in most cells, is by sensing the adenosine nucleotides within the cell. So the cell uses ATP when it needs to generate energy for all sorts of metabolic processes. And when you use ATP, for example, during muscle contraction or exercise, then the byproducts then you get ADP and AMP as byproducts, which then is sensed by special domains within the AMPK protein. So it senses when ATP is used, and then AMPK is activated.
So obviously one of the big love affairs that people are having with the drug metformin, which is a biguanide, is that it increases AMPK, and this is how it's thought to improve insulin sensitivity. It increases AMPK in all tissue, and there is some evidence that it increases insulin sensitivity of fat cells, which may not be a good thing because it helps to increase the storage of fat. Then, is there any evidence that upregulating AMPK without the concurrent changes that happen to muscle during exercise actually is not beneficial?
Well, not to my knowledge. Everything I've seen so far is that if you activate AMP kinase, you know, within a short time or a few weeks, then you get a beneficial effects of activating AMP kinase either by exercise or by pharmacological compounds. On a longer term, you know, years, I don't know what to expect, but that's hard to.
Well, because we know that whenever you do something to the body where you try to mimic a natural event in the body, but you try to turn it on all the time, it backfires. Like trying to upregulate mTOR continuously doesn't work. And I would imagine that having a constant increase in AMPK without the normal physiological impetus that raises AMPK, like activity, I have to believe that it's not going to work out the way people expect it to.
Well, yeah, there are actually some families, a single family in Canada that has a mutation in their AMPK protein, and which makes the protein active all the time. And one of the consequences of this is that they have a lot of glycogen in skeletal muscle. There seems to be more insulin sensitive. They haven't been studied that much, but to my knowledge, they're living quite well. I don't think anybody has done any exercise test on them. But so far, what I've seen is that these few people are fine.
Well, are there any observable phenotype traits? Like, are they lean? Do they have a lot of visceral fat? Are there anything?
Well, yeah, they have less. They are probably a bit more lean. Yeah, they have, as I said, a huge amount of glycogen in muscle. So even though they haven't been tested with their exercise capacity, they'll probably be able to perform better than normal healthy people. So they probably have a bit higher fat oxidation and spare glucose for glycogen in skeletal muscle. It's only a single family and they haven't been in this that much, but it's very interesting actually.
I want to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something else, and you may or may not have any answers for us, but it'll be worth asking the question. The ketogenic diet is all the rage today. The high fat, moderate protein, very, very low carbohydrate diet. And once a person becomes fat adapted, they're not depending on muscle glycogen any longer. They're actually using ketones for everything. I wonder if you have any information about how, AMP kinase is affected or affects being in a ketogenic state. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. We may or may not have the answer, but I've got lots of other questions. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia,
These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, Dr. Kjelpstad, do you have any information, or can you interpret anything, or even postulate how AMPK is affected or affects being in a ketogenic state where the body isn't really depending on glycogen? Or glucose, for that matter.
Well, yeah, that's not really my area of research.
Okay.
But it's hard to imagine. But so if you're only are eating fat and rely on fat and ketones for energy production,
right,
what would happen with AMPK in muscle and I don't know what would happen, but I guess you would switch to since you're oxidizing fat, you're at least in muscle, it's probably your muscle would probably go insulin resistant, because there's a lot of fat, more fat in your blood. But I think the MPK would probably still work as good as in normal or in people eating, you know, a normal diet. At least we know in patients that suffer from type 2 diabetes that that the AMPK system is intact and it's normally activated during exercise. So my best guess would be that it would work similarly whether you eat a normal diet or eat a low carb ketogenic diet.
So what about leveraging AMPK activators? So we know that metformin is one. I believe resveratrol is another. And then we know that there is an herb that has been sold by many supplement companies. I believe it's called Ginostemma. I know that Life Extension Foundation sells something called AMPK Activator, and the main ingredient is this Ginostemma leaf.
Yeah.
What about using those post-workout? So if I go to the gym and I have a specifically rigorous weightlifting session, and then before having my post-workout meal, I took 500 milligrams of metformin, for instance. Would this be an ideal time to use metformin because my body is already upregulating AMPK? I'm just going to take it up a little bit higher?
Well, first of all, if you do resistance exercise, we don't really know that much about this and the ability to activate AMP kinase with mainly focusing on endurance exercise. Having said that, then if you take metformin, most of the literature out there suggests that metformin works primarily through the liver, and it based on some unpublished studies here from our department doesn't suggest that by eating metformin in doses given to patients that you're able to reach and activate AMPK in skeletal muscle. So again, metformin probably works primarily on the liver and not on the muscle, although some animal studies out there shows that at least at very high doses, not near what is seen in human plasma, you can activate AMPK in skeletal muscle with metformin. But if you take it into the clinic, there's not much evidence to suggest that metformin plays a huge role in activating AMP kinase in skeletal muscle.
Yeah, so that's not going to help. That doesn't help at all.
At least the studies out there suggest that those that benefit from metformin in muscle are typically insulin resistant or diabetic patients. Yeah.
And you know what? If metformin worked by improving muscle adaptation and hypertrophy, bodybuilders would have been using it. They don't use it. They use insulin.
Exactly.
They use growth hormone. Yeah. They use androgens. They use clenbuterol. They use all these other things, but nobody uses metformin. Yeah. And if it did work, they'd be using it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from this research? So you've finally said, yes, it's AMPK that's responsible for
exactly.
That was the goal. What do you hope that people take away from it now?
One take home message is that exercise matters, that that's my kind of mantra, do exercise. It's of course not only good for increasing muscle insulin sensitivity, it's good for a lot of things, and it you know decreases the risk of developing a lot of diseases, both neurodegenerative and some kind of cancers and yeah, a lot of things. So do exercise, I would say to the layperson, and yeah, if you do it, then you decrease your risk of developing diabetes and a lot of its comorbidities. Simply because your muscle responds better to insulin. which makes your body better at stabilizing
blood sugar.
Your blood sugar levels. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know.
So yeah, that's
the medical orthodoxy here in the United States does not put enough emphasis on the therapeutic benefits and the overall effects of exercise. They're too quick to give their patients pills. I don't know how it is there. You're in Sweden, right?
In Denmark.
You're in Denmark. I'm sorry. How is it there in Denmark? Do the doctors go right to the pills there?
They tried. Well, I hope. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I hope that most doctors, of course, initially prescribe exercise to their patients before, you know, prescribing pills. But you know, it is so damn hard to get people to do exercise. So it's probably, it is easier to just give them a glass of pills, which they have to take each day. So the doctors over here also probably prescribe more pills than exercise. Even though I would wish it was the other way around.
People are lazy everywhere. No matter where you are, people are lazy.
Exactly.
Dr. Kjølstad, thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're very welcome.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I have a prescription for metformin because when that the news of that anti-aging study came out, I called Dr. Andre and I said, Matt, you know, should I be using metformin? And he goes, well, you can. It won't hurt you. And I had him write me a prescription for it. They're 500 milligram tablets. You got to take it twice a day. You start out with taking one tablet twice a day. You can work all the way up to taking two tablets twice a day. I took it for about a week and a half. I didn't notice anything. I mean, nothing. It didn't give me gas. A lot of people say that it gives you loose stool and gas and stuff like that. Didn't do that to me. And really, it didn't make me feel any different. And I have, like, really freakishly great blood sugar. Like, my fasting blood sugar in the morning is 67. So it wasn't like I had moderately or climbing blood sugar and I, oh, wow, it brought it down. So I just stopped taking it. But then when he was talking about how AMPK, you know, is part of the benefits of exercise, I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll take my metformin post-workout because I already take a peptide concoction. I'm going to share it with you, too, you know, if anybody cares. So I take 2 IUs of growth hormone, 300 micrograms of BPC-157, 1 milligram of thymosin beta-4, and 5 IUs of oxytocin post-workout. And each of those plays a role in doing different things post-workout. And I thought, well, hell, I'll just take a metformin post-workout when I take my shot, and then I eat, you know, an hour, 45 minutes later, after I'm all kind of chilled out from my workout. I don't like to eat immediately after a workout. I like to kind of chill a little bit, bring the body back down a little bit, heart rate and all that sort of stuff, and then have my meal. So I figured, well, I'll just have a metformin at post-workout. But if it's not going to do anything to improve muscle response to my workout, I don't see why I would do it. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but very, very interesting. I personally think that metformin is going to backfire on a lot of people who are taking it because they think it's going to be an anti-aging drug. And so we're going to sit and wait and see. But I have a feeling it's going to backfire on people. Anyway, that's all we've got today. I want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the Science for Humans. Don't forget, tonight is his Supplement Santa event. If you're friends with him on Facebook, it's on his personal page. Also, right after today's show, well, actually in 10 minutes, we have the EFX ESPN show airing. They're going to interview Eddie Robinson. That ought to be fun. Also, want to thank Dr. Brian Caskey for coming on and talking about the interest in doing more research on cannabis because older adults are using it now, and a lot of them. And that we really do need more research on it, obviously. And then, of course, Dr. Rasmus Kjolbsted for coming on to talk about AMPK. And that's all I've got. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field?